Histology. Questions on the urinary tract and renal tissues. One lobe of the kidney consists of one medullary pyramid together with the associated cortex. Again, one lobe of the kidney consists of one medullary pyramid together with the associated cortex. The glomeruli of the kidney lie in what region? The cortex. The glomeruli of the kidney lie in what region? The cortex. This region of the kidney contains proximal convoluted tubules. The cortex. This region of the kidney contains proximal convoluted tubules. The cortex. This region of the kidney contains long loops of Henle. The medulla. This region of the kidney contains long loops of Henle. The medulla. This region of the kidney contains distal convoluted tubules. The cortex. This region of the kidney contains distal convoluted tubules. The cortex. The region of kidney containing larger collecting ducts is called the medulla. The region of the kidney that contains larger collecting ducts is called the medulla. Regions of cortical parenchyma located between medullary pyramids rather than adjacent to the surface of the kidney are called columns of Burton. Regions of cortical parenchyma located between medullary pyramids rather than adjacent to the surface of the kidney are called columns of Burton. Regions of the cortex with texture similar to that of the medulla containing straight distal tubules and collecting ducts are called medullary rays. Regions of the cortex with texture similar to that of the medulla but contain straight distal tubules and collecting ducts are called medullary rays. A region of the cortex surrounded and drained by a single bundle of collecting ducts is called a renal lobule. Again, a region of the cortex surrounded and drained by a single bundle of collecting ducts is called a renal lobule. The end of each medullary pyramid through which collecting ducts open into a calyx is called the papilla. The end of each medullary pyramid through which collecting ducts open into a calyx is called a papilla. The tip of each papilla perforated by the openings of collecting ducts is called the area cribrosa. The tip of each papilla perforated by the openings of collecting ducts is called the area cribosa. The space into which one medullary pyramid drains is called the calyx. The space into which one medullary pyramid drains is called the calyx. A large space lined by transitional epithelium which funnels urine into the ureter is called the pelvis. The large space lined by transitional epithelium which funnels urine into the ureter is called the pelvis. The capsule of the kidney consists of what type of connective tissue? Dense fibrous connective tissue. The capsule of the kidney consists of dense fibrous connective tissue. The region of the kidney where the artery, vein, and ureter are attached is called the hilus. The region of the kidney where artery, vein, and ureter are attached is called the hilus. The renal sinus, a space within the hilus that surrounds the renal pelvis, is filled with loose adipose connective tissue. The renal sinus, a space within the hilus that surrounds the renal pelvis, is filled with loose adipose connective tissue. A principal function for the glomerulus is filtration of blood from capillaries into the urinary space. A principal function for the glomerulus is the filtration of blood from capillaries into the urinary space. A principal function for the proximal convoluted tubule is active resorption of nutrients from ultrafiltrate back into the blood. A principal function for the proximal convoluted tubule is active resorption of nutrients from ultrafiltrate back into the blood. A principal function for the juxtaglomerular apparatus is regulation of plasma volume and blood pressure through renin secretion. A principal function of the juxtaglomerular apparatus is regulation of plasma volume and blood pressure through renin secretion. A principal function for the loop of Henle is establishment of the medullary concentration gradient. A principal function for the loop of Henle is the establishment of the medullary concentration gradient. A principal function for the distal convoluted tubule is a volume reduction of tubular fluid with ions pumped from lumen into interstitium followed by diffusion of water. Again, a principal function for the distal convoluted tubule is volume reduction of tubular fluid with ions pumped from lumen into interstitium followed by diffusion of water. Fluid is transported from the lumen of the proximal and distal convoluted tubules into the cortical interstitium, is taken up by the peritubular capillaries. Again, fluid which is transported from the lumen of the proximal and distal convoluted tubules into the cortical interstitium is taken up by the peritubular capillaries. A principal function for the collecting duct is regulated passive reabsorption of water through the medullary concentration gradient. Again, a principal function for the collecting duct is the regulated passive reabsorption of water through the medullary concentration gradient. The region of the glomerulus, renal corpuscle, where the capillary tuft is attached is called the vascular pole. The region of the glomerulus or renal corpuscle where the capillary tuft is attached is called the vascular pole. The region of the glomerulus or renal corpuscle where the urinary space drains into the proximal convoluted tubule is called the urinary or tubular pole. The region of the glomerulus, the renal corpuscle, where the urinary space drains into the proximal convoluted tubule is called the urinary tubular pole. The lumen of glomerular capillaries is lined by what type of endothelium? Fenestrated endothelium. The lumen of glomerular capillaries is lined by fenestrated endothelium. Interstitial cells located in matrix between glomerular capillaries is called mesangial cells. Interstitial cells located in matrix between glomerular capillaries are called mesangial cells. Glomerulocapillaries are supported on the outside, adjacent to the urinary space, by podocyte foot processes. Glomerulocapillaries are supported on the outside, adjacent to the urinary space, by podocyte foot processes. Smooth muscle cells of renal arterioles, which are modified for endocrine secretion, are juxtaglomerular cells, which are smooth muscle cells of renal arterioles, which are modified for endocrine secretion and called juxtaglomerular cells. The outer lining of Bowman's capsule, the parietal epithelium, consists of a single layer of what type of cells? Squamous. The outer lining of Bowman's capsule, the parietal epithelium, consists of a single layer of squamous cells. Filtration slits are located between adjacent podocyte foot processes. Filtration slits are located between adjacent podocyte foot processes. Podocytes are unique epithelial cells with many interdigitating processes. Podocytes are unique epithelial cells with many interdigitating processes. Mesangial cells are not epithelial cells. Mesangial cells are not epithelial cells. The normal thickness of the glomerular basement membrane is between 0.3 and 0.35 micrometers. The normal thickness of the glomerular basement membrane is between 0.3 and 0.35 micrometers. The basement membrane is also found beneath which of the following epithelia? All of the above, which includes Bowman's capsule, proximal convoluted tubule, distal convoluted tubule, and macula densa. A basement membrane is also found beneath which of the following epithelia? All of the above, to include Bowman's capsule, proximal convoluted tubule, distal convoluted tubule, and macula densa. The component of the glomerular filtration barrier, which is permeable to water and small molecules, but not larger molecules like proteins, is the glomerular basement membrane. The component of the glomerular filtration barrier, which is permeable to water and small molecules, but not larger molecules like proteins, is the glomerular basement membrane. A component of the glomerular filtration barrier, which holds back blood cells, but allows fluid and large molecules to pass freely, is the fenestrated endothelium. The component of the glomerular filtration barrier, which holds back blood cells but allows fluid and large molecules to pass freely, is the fenestrated endothelium. Extraglomerular mesangial cells, Lacey cells, are located at the vascular pole of the glomerulus. Extraglomerular mesangial cells, Lacey cells, are located at the vascular pole of the glomerulus. Epithelial cells that line the proximal convoluted tubule. The answer is all of the above, which includes have an apical brush border of microvilli for active absorption of the lumen, have basal infoldings and interdigitations with adjacent cells for increased basal membrane surface area, have many mitochondria to provide energy for active transport against a concentration gradient, and are cuboidal. Epithelial cells lining the proximal convoluted tubule, all of the above, have an apical brush border with microvilli, have basal infoldings and interdigitations with adjacent cells to increase the basal membrane surface area, have lots of mitochondria to provide energy for active transport against a concentration gradient, and are cuboidal. Epithelial cells that line the distal convoluted tubule. And the answer is all of the above except brush border. So, they have basal infoldings and interdigitations with adjacent cells for increased basal membrane surface area, have many mitochondria to provide energy for active transport against a concentration gradient, and are cuboidal, but they do not have a brush border of microvilli. Epithelial cells lining the distal convoluted tubule have all of the above except a brush border. So, they have basal infoldings and interdigitations, lots of mitochondria, and are cuboidal. But they do not have a brush border with microvilli. The length of the proximal convoluted tubule is several times longer than the distal convoluted tubule. The proximal convoluted tubule is several times longer than the distal convoluted tubule. Epithelial cells lining the thin limb of the loop of Henle are simple squamous epithelium. Epithelial cells that line the thin limb of the loop of Henle are simple squamous epithelium. Epithelial cells that line collecting ducts. The answer is all of the above. Stain less intensely with H and E than those of the lining the proximal or distal tubules. Often display distinct intercellular boundaries, unlike those of the proximal and distal tubules. Regulate their permeability to water in response to antidiuretic hormone concentration. And are simple cuboidal. And again, these are characteristics of epithelial cells that line collecting ducts. They stain less intensely than the proximal or distal tubules. They often have intercellular boundaries, unlike the cells that line proximal or distal tubules. They regulate their permeability to water in response to antidiuretic hormone concentration, and they're simple cuboidal cells. The macula densa consists of closely packed nuclei in the epithelium of the distal convoluted tubule. The macula densa consists of closely packed nuclei in the epithelium of the distal convoluted tubule. Juxtaglomerular cells secrete renin. Juxtaglomerular cells secrete renin. Arteries which form arches along the border between the cortex and medulla of the kidney are arcuate arteries. Arteries which form arches along the border between the cortex and the medulla of the kidney are called arcuate arteries. Arteries which extend into the renal cortex, usually perpendicular to its surface, are called interlobular arteries. Arteries which extend into the renal cortex, usually perpendicular to its surface, are interlobular arteries. Bundles of parallel vessels which extend into the medulla are called vasa recta. Bundles of parallel vessels which extend into the medulla are called vasa recta. Vessels which connect interlobular arteries with glomerular capillaries are afferent arterioles. Vessels which connect interlobular arteries with glomerular capillaries are called afferent arterioles. Vessels which connect glomerular capillaries with peritubular capillaries are called efferent arterioles. Vessels which connect the glomerular capillaries with peritubular capillaries are called efferent arterioles. Vessels which surround proximal and distal convoluted tubules, receiving reabsorbed water and nutrients, are called peritubular capillaries. Vessels which surround proximal and distal convoluted tubules, receiving reabsorbed water and nutrients, are called peritubular capillaries. The volume of blood decreases while passing through the glomerular capillaries. The volume of blood decreases while passing through the glomerular capillaries. The volume of blood increases while passing through the peritubular capillaries. The volume of blood increases while passing through the peritubular capillaries. Vessels which form a countercurrent exchange to maintain an osmotic gradient established by long loops of Henle are called vasorecta. Vessels which form a countercurrent exchange to maintain an osmotic gradient established by long loops of Henle are vasorecta. Interstitial fluid in the kidney remains essentially isoosmotic with blood in each of the following regions except the medulla surrounding loops of Henle. Interstitial fluid in the kidney remains essentially isoosmotic with blood in each of the following regions, which include the cortex, except the medulla surrounding loops of Henle. Interstitial oxygen concentration is lowest in which of the following regions? Inner medulla in the papilla. Interstitial oxygen concentration is lowest in which of the following regions? Inner medulla in the papilla. The essential function of the medullary concentration gradient is to permit passive resorption of water from tubular fluid. The essential function for the medullary concentration gradient is to permit passive resorption of water from tubular fluid. The volume of tubular fluid decreases as it passes through which of the following? And the answer is all of the above, which include proximal convoluted tubule, distal convoluted tubule, loop of Henle, and collecting duct. The volume of tubular fluid decreases as it passes through which of the following? All of the above to include proximal convoluted tubule, loop of Henle, distal convoluted tubule, and collecting duct. Which segment of the nephron functions to concentrate tubular fluid by passive resorption of water as it passes through an osmotic concentration gradient? The collecting duct. Which segment of the nephron functions to concentrate tubular fluid by passive resorption of water as it is passed through an osmotic concentration gradient? The collecting duct. Which segment of the nephron functions to filter fluid from blood into the urinary space? Glomerulus. Which segment of the nephron functions to filter fluid from blood into the urinary space? Glomerulus. Which segment of the nephron functions to reduce tubular fluid volume by pumping ions, which are followed by water, into the interstitium? Distal convoluted tubule. Which segment of the nephron functions to reduce tubular fluid volume by pumping ions, which are followed by water, into the interstitium? Distal convoluted tubule. Which segment of the nephron functions to establish a medullary concentration gradient? The loop of Henle. Which segment of the nephron functions to establish a medullary concentration gradient? The loop of Henle. Which segment of the nephron functions by active resorption of nutrients from ultrafiltrate back into the blood? Proximal convoluted tubule. Which segment of the nephron functions by active resorption of nutrients from ultrafiltrate back into the blood? Proximal convoluted tubule. Which segment of the nephron functions to regulate blood pressure through renin secretion? Juxtaglomerular apparatus. Which segment of the nephron functions to regulate blood pressure through renin secretion? Juxtaglomerular apparatus. Which cells respond to aldosterone? Epithelial cells of distal tubules. Which cells respond to aldosterone? Epithelial cells of distal tubules. Which cells respond to antidiuretic hormone, ADH? Epithelial cells of the collecting duct. Which cells respond to antidiuretic hormone, ADH? Epithelial cells of collecting duct. Which cells secrete a product which converts angiotensinogen to angiotensin? Juxtaglomerular cells. Which cells secrete a product which converts angiotensinogen to angiotensin? Juxtaglomerular cells. Which cells secrete angiotensinogen? Hepatocytes. Which cells secrete angiotensinogen? Hepatocytes. The volume of tubular fluid is greatest as it leaves which of the following? Bowman space. The volume of tubular fluid is greatest as it leaves Bowman space. Which epithelial cells of the urinary tract are specialized with an apical brush border of microvilli? Proximal convoluted tubule epithelium. Which epithelial cells of the urinary tract are specialized with an apical brush border of microvilli? Proximal convoluted tubule epithelium. Which epithelial cells of the urinary tract are specialized with basal membrane folds closely associated with many mitochondria? Proximal and distal convoluted tubule epithelium. Which epithelial cells of the urinary tract are specialized with basal membrane folds closely associated with many mitochondria? Proximal and distal convoluted tubule epithelium. Which of the following epithelial cells of the urinary tract are simple squamous without apparent structural specialization? Bowman's capsule epithelium. Which of the following epithelial cells of the urinary tract are simple squamous without apparent structural specialization? Bowman's capsule epithelium. Which epithelial cells of the urinary tract are specialized with folds of thickened plasma membrane and include many apical vesicles lined by a similar membrane, which may permit rapid expansion of the cell surface when stretched? Transitional epithelium. Are epithelial cells of the urinary tract that are specialized with folds of thickened plasma membrane and include many apical vesicles lined by similar membrane, which may permit rapid expansion of the cell surface when stretched? Transitional epithelium. Interstitial cells within the renal glomerulus, whose functions are uncertain but may include phagocytosis and maintenance of the glomerular basement membrane, are mesangial cells. Interstitial cells within the renal glomerulus, whose functions are uncertain but may include phagocytosis and maintenance of the glomerular basement membrane, mesangial cells. Transitional epithelium lines all of the following except Bowman's capsule. Transitional epithelium lines the renal pelvis, the ureter, the bladder, and the proximal urethra, but not Bowman's capsule.